This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I remember years ago, my grandmother, of course, you know, I learned so much from her. She had the information right there on the refrigerator. That's why I want everybody to put the Bill of Rights. You never know what it's going to mean to you anyway. And my grandmother and then myself, other people talking about this one world government idea, the first thing that people would say usually is, oh, why would anybody do that? Why the government's not out to get you? Why would they want that? Then it would be like, well, they would never do that. It's too big. They can't take over the whole world. That would be the second thing. What Jeffrey is explaining, my question to you then becomes, we're seeing Amazon and their commercial influence is, I mean, it's amazing. It's stunning how their level of commercial influence and how every facet of commerce is being influenced or taking over by Amazon. Where does Amazon fit in all this?
Well, Amazon, you know, Amazon is the same as Facebook. And
you're down again. You're down again, Jeff. It's hard to hear
yeah.
you.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know if you can hear me. Ivan, can you hear me okay now?
That's better.
Okay.
Yeah, it's better, yep. Maybe turn him up just a little bit.
Yeah, so Amazon is a corporation that's designed to take away, there's a lot of benefits. You know, you can get better prices, you can find products you could never find in your local stores. But unfortunately, the downside of Amazon is that what it's doing is that it's basically making it more difficult to be an individual store, to have a mom-and-pop operation. You know, how if you say, I want to be the next Amazon, how do you compete with a giant that is selling facial recognition technology and capabilities to police, law enforcement, that has an AI a bot that helps you with your purchases and helps you navigate their website? So what happens is taking away shopping from going out in a social environment where you go to the mall and you're staying home and you're buying everything there, and now everything can be tracked. For years, you could go buy your groceries and, you know, who's going to have the list of everything you bought? Well, Amazon's going to scoop all the data up, and that's a connecting point for the social credit system if it's not brought into if people are not becoming aware of what it really represents. I'm not talking about the employees. I'm not talking about, because they're all hardworking Americans, and they're making a living. And so I have no qualms with those people. And by the way, anything I discuss about all this, the American people are close to my heart, and America and the whole world, but particularly America. So when I talk about the technologies, I'm talking about the corporate infrastructure at the top that's being utilized to take away the local economy. It's basically what Walmart did. You know how many little stores got taken out by Walmart? Well, Amazon's the next step. Amazon's the next step.
They're going to swallow up Walmart. I mean, if Walmart's not careful. I mean, they're making moves to compete now, but, I mean, they're on the verge of kicking Walmart to the curb.
Yeah, and Walmart and you know, thousands of stores have closed in the last 10 years all over North America, not just the U.S., but Canada as well. Thousands of big box stores, JCPenney, Foot Locker. What happens is all those jobs disappear, and then it weakens the economy. It weakens the economies of your town, your city, rural areas. It's very, very difficult. And so people, what they do is they come into, they leave their town, they go into the city, where it's easier. Well, that's part of agenda, UN's Agenda 21, and they want people to go into the city. So this is the thing. Amazon employees are not the target here. I'm talking about how the people behind the scenes use corporations to slowly, incrementally, and they make it fun. Wow, I paid 10% less if I buy through Amazon. And there are cost savings, there are benefits to Amazon, but ultimately what we need to do is we need to keep in mind that we have to find out who these abusers are and how they're abusing us so that we can actually confront it for the first time in human history.
Well, things like Amazon, it's a very well thought out parasite is what it is, and it feeds on itself, and it will continue to feed and just gobble, gobble, gobble until right up until the moment the system's about to be destroyed. Because, like you said, you know, it's undercutting work, labor, other jobs, other industries, and so eventually people are going to be flying to Amazon even more because the prices are going to be cheaper and cheaper because they have less money. And eventually, then they don't have a job, and then the whole system is undercut and the whole system's overthrown. And there is nothing to support it. I mean, I guess they can do, they're talking about universal basic income or something. The government's just going to give you a check so you can go on Amazon and buy a little bit of something or other. Let's go back. Now go to the United Nations. They got a headquarters there in New York. Rockefeller donated the land. I want to go to their charter because I think this is so important. We talk about it sometimes, but probably not enough. The 29th section of the UN Charter on Human Rights, subsection 3, it says this. These rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. And, you know, the charter beforehand goes and talks about, you know, freedom of religion, freedom to have a life, and blah, 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 and all these things that sound real good. And then in the 29th section it says, oh, just in case you're confused, none of these rights may be exercised contrary to the will and purposes of the United Nations. Under the UN Charter, quite literally, you correct me if I'm wrong, Jeffrey, but quite literally, the UN is God.
Well, yeah, and you have to understand and that, yes, I agree with what you're saying and your interpretation of it. The United Nations is an extension of the Vatican. And Jordan Maxwell had told me once that it's supposedly the charter was modeled off the Russian Constitution. And so with this being discussed and mulled over, is that it's anybody can say we have all these freedoms, but what happens when you walk out the door of your home or your apartment or your trailer or wherever you are and you don't feel that freedom? You can be written down all day long. If it's not enforceable and you don't have the infrastructure to back it up, my gosh, you know, it's just a piece of paper. I was really blown away when there was a quote, I think, of George Bush Jr. saying something to the effect that the Constitution, that's just a piece of paper. No, it's not just a piece of paper. It's a way of life.
And yeah, that's a great way to put it. Here's a quote by Thomas Jefferson to go with this. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed the conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? That's what Thomas Jefferson said. That's what the United Nations has done. They've removed all these liberties. So now, can any of us be secure? If our liberties don't come from God, then can we be secure? Because then they're privileges, then man dictates them, then law. You know, what is law? What is law? So man creates his own law. You know, look at all the countries of the world. That's what makes America so unique, the United States so unique. Is that throughout history we've had potentates and czars and kings and whatever. They're the law unto themselves, and they've enacted their will, and they think they speak for God. This system is another extension of this times 10 on steroids. This would the technology and power that we're seeing on display, I think, would even make Hitler blush. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. And you know, if you really want to take a look at how dark and how it's not going to be respected, the UN Charter of Human Rights, is that if you think about all the GMO foods that we have no choice, it's almost impossible to navigate away from in our daily food. And with the whole crisis about CRISPR babies and genetically engineered babies, if you think about the human rights, if you eat genetically modified foods and there are gene-edited crops and gene-edited babies coming up in the next 10, 20, 30, 50 years, eventually the argument and the question is going to come up, what is a human? And meanwhile, while all this is happening in Europe right now, there are laws that have been recently passed where robots are being given a legal status as personhood so they can pay taxes. And arguments between robots don't occur. Humans, they do. They'll argue, well, I think we should do it this way and that way. Robots, they'll start taking over all the jobs over for many industries, and they will not argue. They'll just get pay taxes, and they'll have perfect unions. Basically, what I'm saying is robots will have a higher status than human beings. genetically engineered people who have superior traits and superior capabilities will simply outperform us. And so we will be the lowest status, but then we have to prove that we're human. But we're not. We've been eating GMO foods. Our genetics have been destroyed by GMOs and 5G technology, which is damaging our DNA.
Vaccines.
Oh, my God. It keeps going. But, you know, I'm sorry to be a wet blanket, but there is hope in all this. I don't want to come across, if you're a new listener, you've never heard me before, who is this guy talking about all this stuff? I put everything on my website.
Just, don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. He's just a crazy Canuck. Don't pay attention to anything he says. It doesn't matter at all. He just made it all up. Don't worry. Just go back to your TV. Don't worry. We're coming on a break. I think Solutions was right. You're kind of going right where I was going. I don't want to leave. People are getting a little. I think they're aware of this more and more. I mean, Deb Tavares, I mean, people have put this in our faces, so we can't deny it now. Let's talk about Solutions. You got about a minute and a half before the break, and then on the other side, Solutions.
Well, Solutions, one of the things that I think is important to keep in mind is that the solution starts with you. Education is, I would consider, other than your health, education is right up there after health. Because if you're healthy and you take care of yourself and you show that love to yourself, and then you educate yourself, then we could talk for, you know, God knows how long and really say, how can we overcome this as individually and as a group together, as a nation, as a people? So there is hope, and I want to talk about some of that. But I do point all these information that I point out, it's all on my website in pictures with documentation backing it up and pictorial evidence. It's not just something I'm making up. It's something I strung together of 18 years of pattern recognition. And, you know.
Well, I think people, Jeffrey, I think people reckon, I mean, basically what you're saying, they're seeing it, especially our audience. We do have new listeners. And, you know, if you're just now latching onto this and now you're shocked, you just ran your car off the road or something, I don't know. But this is, I think people who even remotely are awake can see something's wrong and something's coming down on us or something's squeezing. They feel the tension. You know, they feel the pressure of the squeeze. And, yeah. Well, we're going to continue with this on the other side. The break's here. We're going to continue more with Solutions and what have you. JeffreyMatt.com, and Matt is M-A-T-T-E, JeffreyMatt.com. Jeffrey has two Fs. You can see all his great research. We're the Power Hour, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Buy from the good guys. You're in the right place. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. More with Jeffrey on the other side.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
We're talking to Jeffrey Matt, jeffreymatt.com, M-A-T-T-E. Solutions. You said start with education, yourself, make people aware. You know, people have heard that. And people, you know, we're sitting here, we're still alive, we're not dead. I mean, are we just being soothed right into this and become all too comfortable with this? What? I mean, it's more solutions. What can we do?
Well, first of all, hopefully you can hear me well. The 5G networks...
Volume up again, Eric. Volume up again, please, if you can, Eric.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the 5G networks, this is the fifth generation cell phone technology that's going to be rolled out in the next less than 2 years. It's already started in the United States. And one of the things I would say is understand what 5G cell phone technology is. And find out what millimeter wave. So if you're new to all this, very simply, if you've been to the airport and you go into those scanners, it sees through your clothes. It's like basically almost like an X-ray, but it's very, very damaging long term. It accumulates and it damages you. So don't buy a 5G phone. You know, get a earlier generation. Use hands-free. Don't buy equipment that has the Internet of Things. Everything's connected. Don't buy a blender that has a microphone in it. I know nobody in the Power Hour is probably going to go for it, but it's just basic stuff. Like, you know, try to educate yourself about what is the Internet of Things, what has Internet connectivity. I don't need to have an Internet connection for my washer and dryer. There was a man who was arrested, I think, in Australia because he had an argument, and the fridge overheard him, and the police came. Well, if you want to retain some privacy, don't buy smart anything, okay? And smart is a way, if I said I have AI television, it would have been too hard for the average individual, not the listener, the average person out there, to go from a regular old TV to an AI TV. It's too late, so they have a smart devices. I would stay away from smart devices. I would find out about obsolescence. You know, find out obsolescence. What I mean is that corporations build products that break down on purpose by a certain date. So do your homework when you're shopping for products. If you go to the Power Mall, those products are not designed to fail and to let you down. They're designed to, you know, that's where education comes in. That's why I said education. So it's not just with health products. It's with electronics, with your car, with even cell phones. If you have no choice to have a cell phone, you know, get a 3G or 4G phone and try to use hands-free. Try not to put it to your head. And even the instruction manual says to keep it at least, I think it's almost an inch away or else it's not right, but nobody does that. So, and it's the same thing with cars. You know, when you buy cars, sometimes they're designed to break down within a couple of years. You got to look, do your homework. That's what education, that's what I really mean, because I can sit there and talk about education all day long. It doesn't mean anything until I've saved money. I have a product that lasts.
Let me interject here. I've talked to obviously scores of people, and they know about this. They understand that they can see it. They've tried to warn people, and America really has not acted. Even our audience, they have acted in limited ways. Now, certainly, you know, the products they buy, whatever, they've been very sharp. But in general, America, even the awake part of America, has been slow to act. I've talked to Joel Skousen. I said, do you think there's any hope for America? Do you hold out hope for this country? He said, no. I said, I was surprised. Why? He said, because Americans can't even get their children out of government school. Let's talk about the schools for an instant. Do you agree with Joel Skousen? Is that the key, or is that one of the important keys here?
One of the reasons why I went public, because it's not something I wanted to do, is to combat my, unfortunately, I agree with Mr. Skousen, but to be able to prove my conclusion wrong is to go out there and make a difference and be part of the solution. To say, and I know I'm not saying Joel is not, what I'm saying is for me, my own journey to change that outcome where there is no hope is to be involved, educate yourself, and be there for those who want to know. And that's my contribution to it. And so, yes, right now, if everybody just relax and kicks back and watches Netflix, it's over. Okay? And world communism is going to come in. The internet's going to be switched over. The Chinese have cornered the market on the rare earth minerals, which is basically for all our electronics. And the 5G is actually, people think, oh, it's just going to give us cancer. It's not just that. The entire economy will ride on the backbone of 5G cell phone networks. That means all your transactions. What does that mean? Finances. So the entire banking infrastructure will piggyback onto the 5G network, and it won't be American anymore.
That what you just said, that kind of hit me in a way it hasn't hit me before, is the completeness of it. And think about that network and that backbone. And then to say, it's not American. It's not under government. It's not even under American purvey anymore. I mean, wow. Just that alone. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More. Today's Patriots Day, at least in Maine and Massachusetts. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Stay tuned.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
While en route to Minnesota, President Trump watched the Notre Dame Cathedral on fire.
I will tell you, the fire that they're having at the Notre Dame Cathedral is something like few people have witnessed.
Emergency workers in Paris are fighting to save the priceless artwork inside. Recent renovations are likely to blame for the massive blaze. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar says she's gotten death threats following a tweet from President Trump. The president retweeted a video reportedly dismissing the 9/11 attacks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's talked to Capitol Police about keeping Omar safe while demanding the president take the video down. The president then tweeted that Pelosi has lost all control of Congress and said before she defends Omar, she should take a look at the Congresswoman's history. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
PowerMall.com. Buy from the good guys. You're in the right place. It's all about the truth. You know, don't buy from Amazon. Buy from us. And we put the money to good use. And we bring people like Jeffrey in these discussions and this information and try to help you. And, you know, and you in turn help us. So we appreciate it. There's specials, iComplex CS, the Strauss Heart Drops, the special on the Vitamir, the Vitamir Toothpaste, the Super Silver is on sale. Please consider a purchase or a donation. We have Dr. Group was on last week, all those products. You know, think about the things that you need and things that you may want to have. We're putting the demand on sale. There's a lot of floods going on in the Midwest. That's when people buy. Unfortunately, that's when people like to buy these type of things is when they see disasters coming. And, just be prepared. Just have something. Okay? Whether you buy demand or not, go to the grocery store and, you know, I don't know, buy something. Have something in your house. You can be a little prepared so you're not at the whim of circumstance. And we want you to be independent. We want you to be powerful. We want you to be healthy and happy, successful, and free, just like God made you. So give the call over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Today, Jeffrey, is Patriots Day. Of course, the 19th is real Patriots Day, but as far as the national or state holiday in Maine and Massachusetts, it's Patriots Day. And it's probably fitting. I didn't know you were going to be on this, but it's fitting that you're here. I'm of the mind of the idea that the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, what our founding fathers did, you know, with all their shortcomings, what have you, I'm not trying to deify them, but there's nothing like it. And to me, it is the solution of what we're staring right at. Your thoughts about the foundation of this country and how important it is.
I agree with what you're saying. I think that the experiment that was somehow able to be brought into reality for the people in the United States of America is so powerful. It's so meaningful. It's so critically important for the future of our of the human family, not just for the American people, for everybody. I don't want to leave anybody out. The thing that I think probably the crux of the problem is that the education system has been corrupted and transitioned away from knowledge into behaviors. There's very little education about what does it mean to be free. What does it cost to be free? Nothing is free in life. I've never had anything for free without a cost. And so this is very important that the for those of you who want to know, this is the only way out for the human family to continue. If you want to enjoy your grandchildren, and like I do, I want to be able to do something like that. Well, this is the solution. But now the United States, the Republic has been replaced with the corporation. And so it's called the U.S. Incorporation. And it's even, I think it's in Title 28. If you look up on Cornell Law, website, Title 28, I forget which section it is. I think it's 14 or 15, something to the effect that the United States means a federal corporation. Well, since we're a federal corporation, we still have a chance to recuperate, even we're at this late stage. It's still possible. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's a slam dunk. It just means it's still possible. And just because it's the Constitution's old and all that and it seems outdated because of the internet and cell phones, you know, if I have pictures of my grandmother, just because they're old, I don't want to get rid of it. Just because my father or my grandparents are old, I don't want to get rid of them. I don't throw discard them. So it's the same thing with the founding fathers. Regardless of whatever the mistakes or failings they have in their life, that's a huge achievement as individual men. And we need to remember that sacrifice they gave for all of us. That's the reason why I'm on the radio today is because of the founding fathers. I care about
now,
the freedom.
I've heard a lot of people, I don't want to say poo-pooed, but, well, some people have poo-pooed. They want to crucify Jefferson practically, but some people try to lionize the founding fathers. Maybe I go a little bit to that point because of what they did. I lionize what they did and what they accomplished because it's stunning. I mean, it is biblical in proportions. It is parting of the Red Sea, Moses type stuff. I mean, that's what our founding fathers did. But this ethic and this morality that they connected the spiritual understanding of the people and the political law is, I've tried to explain this as many ways as possible. I've begged people to put a copy of the Bill of Rights on their refrigerator so they can start to get this in their minds because it's been 100 years really since, or almost 100 years since we've had this ethic and this moral put into our young people, put into our public consciousness. And once it's gone, you will never see it. You will never see it. It may be several lifetimes or whatever, but the older generation, you'll never see it once it's gone. And, you know, maybe something comes on the other side. Maybe there's a rebuild on whatever the other side looks like, but it won't quite be the same. You cannot let it go. It is, you know, Patrick Henry, the war was won, and then the Constitution was written. Patrick Henry got so upset about the Constitutional Convention that he left. He said he smells a rat. The central government's becoming too strong. The states would not support it unless there was a Bill of Rights. And Patrick Henry, George Mason, what have you. The Bill of Rights. Okay. The Bill of Rights, with the Declaration of Independence, establish that the king of this land, the authority, the sovereignty of this land, of the world, rests inside each one of us. You know, just like Thomas Paine, Common Sense. Some say, where is the king of America? Only above. Only reigns above. That's the idea. It was a biblical plea. Most of our listeners feel strongly about the Bible. They feel strongly about the religion. They feel strongly about God. Well, if that's true, then you must feel strongly about the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. You must. There's one country in the world that has inexorably tied your rights to your Creator, the endowment of your Creator to you, and put it in a proper place and protect it by law. There's one and only one. One and only one. Ladies and gentlemen, there is one and only one. And it's the United States of America. And when you look at your children and the hopes and dreams that you have for them, you read your Bible, you have a religious experience, not even religious, but spiritual. You have a spiritual concept of what your Creator is or what your God is and what you mean and your family. And you look at all this and the totality of it. If you do not have the Bill of Rights to protect it, to solemnize it, the Declaration of Independence, if you do not have that hedge, that wall, that protection, then what do you have, ladies and gentlemen? What do you have? You have Communist China. You have Russia. You don't think the Russians believed in God? You don't think the Germans believed in God? You don't think those people felt about God and didn't want the Jews killed in the ovens and what have you? Do you think they wanted that to happen? You see what I'm saying? That ethic, it is more, going back to, I'm sorry, Jeffrey, I'm going off a little bit, but this is so important, and I want to get your overall reaction. It's Patriots Day today. Patrick Henry was on his way to an important meeting, Culpeper, Virginia. Of course, he saw the man being whipped in the town square, whipped to death. He was brought there this evening. He was brought back the next day. At any time, he could have relented and said, I will take the license. The crown wanted him to take a license to preach. They realized that the spiritual teachings of the people was starting to foment revolution. That the spiritual idea that they were connected to God, that God was interested in their lives, and that they were responsible to God above all else, that became incompatible with a monarchy. And people can, I hear all this argument about, oh, our founding fathers were Masons. They were this, they were that. Listen to me. From what I can tell, from my research, my prayers, my study, my writing, everything about this, the people of America had a moral ethic that allowed that preacher to stand at that stockade or kneel at that stockade and be whipped to death. Because he said, if God had called me to preach, then I do not need the permission of men. That wasn't a Mason who did that. That wasn't some secret society who did that. And so the people began to rise. Patrick Henry went to the meeting, and men of renown at that meeting said, we must reconcile with Britain. They are our mother country. Others said, we must negotiate with Britain. They're too strong. We can never beat them. This is how this meeting went. And Patrick Henry, most undoubtedly influenced by this preacher that they saw, you talk about America. This is America, ladies and gentlemen. He got up and he said, I know not, of course, what others may take. You know the rest, right? He says, oh, it doesn't matter if we're weak. If we're united in liberty, we cannot lose. God will be with us. God will fight, bring up friends to fight our battles for us. Do you know where all that comes from? All that ethic, all that idea, all that concept comes straight from the Old Testament. Straight from the Bible, straight from Deuteronomy 28. The people who came over here, they knew they were in fulfillment in search of a new Jerusalem, of something different. The promised covenant on the house of Israel, on the people of God, that there would be a people who would be free, that there would be a people who would be guaranteed their relationship to God. And Patrick Henry said, I know what, not what course others may take. As for me, give me liberty or give me death. That ethic is America, and it is our only hope in the face of this, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Jeffrey. One more segment.
You have- haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Talking to Jeffrey during the break. Jeffrey's an extremely thoughtful individual. It would be well worth your time to check out his website, jeffreymatt.com, M-A-T-T-E, Jeffrey with two Fs, jeffreymatt.com. And getting back to Patrick Henry real quick. In the meeting, Patrick Henry asked the most important political question. And it's similar to Daniel Estulin was on the other day. And, you know, he asked you, for what purpose are you alive and for what would you give that life? Well, Patrick Henry asked the most, is the greatest speech ever. For any moron who tells you that the Gettysburg Address is the greatest speech ever, just tell him to go get a clue. You know, it's ridiculous. This is so above magnitude of anything that's ever spoken in this country's history in this kind of setting. When he asked the question, is life so dear or peace so sweet to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Now, what did he ask? Is your life worth more than freedom? Meaning, was it better to be a slave than to be alive? Or is freedom worth more than your life? That is the great American question. That is the question of the founding fathers. And all this about, well, these secret societies, I'm tired of hearing about it. I mean, yes, it's interesting, and yes, it has some significance. That preacher was not a Mason. He was not a Freemason who, you know, sitting there that refused, that got whipped to death. These people, the Americans, Patrick Henry says the greatest achievement that America did was to link Christianity with the principles of government. John Adams, these people. And that's the question that is staring us right in the face. And I don't like to browbeat you with this, but I mean, at some point, I mean, we're so inundated by the other side on every level that is usurping and eroding this consciousness, this divinity, this conviction, that I feel a desperation. Jeffrey feels a desperation to inject you with some conviction on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, if I've learned anything, my time on this radio, my time with Joyce, my time writing this book, my time with my family, my children, you will have to have a similar conviction to deal with what we are facing now. It's inevitable. And the miracles that occurred at the American Revolution, the Bill of Rights, the fulfillment of it, all of this, the miracles that occurred will occur for us. They will. I promise you. I swear to you. They will. I know they will. And as we look at the United Nations and the growing menace, we look at this Chinese social credit score, whatever they're doing over there. Who cares? This is America. And running through my blood and your blood is ancestors and forefathers who saw something different, who believed in their future, who believed in their God, who believed in their divinity, just like the Bible. Just like it. Just like all those stories who they metaphorically went across the Red Sea on dry ground. And look at us now. God will provide miracles for you individually and as a nation and as a people as you live and make choices based on this conviction. And unfortunately, the other side of this is if you do not garner, act upon conviction, and spiritual conviction that we're talking about, you will be run over and annihilated. That's where we are. Jeffrey, we got about 5 or 6 minutes. I want to get your reaction to this and your final thoughts on this.
I'm always learning, and I always appreciate hearing what you have to say. And at the same time, I would like to compliment what you're saying from my perspective. I'm going to share something personal in my life. I didn't enjoy the church experience when I lived in the South, not because I don't believe, I don't think God is a good and is gave me life and that I want to be closer to God, but because there was a business model that I didn't like. There was people not answering my questions, but then they made sure to ask for money for my donation. And so I wasn't thrilled about that. I said, well, I want to change the way I communicate with the Creator. And so one of the things that really came to me is, I'm not a Bible person. Jordan Maxwell is more of that. But one quote really stood out to me, and it's from John 14:6, and it says, Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So if you're the truth, if I dedicate myself to educating who am I? Why am I here? How do I serve the greater good to myself and to the people around me? Maybe I can get closer to God this way. And the entire infrastructure of the global elites, they don't go to work 9 to 5. They have no job. They have no pressure. They don't have to worry about their taxes. And so if you're listening to this thinking, nah, it's the Masons and all this stuff, listen. They don't have a day job. They can spend all day talking and thinking about this stuff, how to take over, how to end the United States as the final experiment of freedom, the bastion of freedom. if you're not interested in hearing about the Constitution and all that, just imagine you not being able to do anything you want when you want. That's really what the bottom line is. And if, for those of you who like Star Wars, I think it's The New Hope. I don't know if you like Star Wars, Daniel, but you know the part where Luke Skywalker goes in, he has to fire that one shot to the Death Star and it blows it up?
Yeah.
That's where we are right now. And just by magical chance, we are April 15th, when President Lincoln had to, one of his first, if not his first act, to request 75,000 volunteers to try to quell insurrection, which led to the beginning of the Civil War. April 15th, 1861, the same year that MIT was built, and that institution, in my humble opinion, is something that was set up to help dissolve America. And so I'm not saying the professors and the students are all in on it. It's the institution. It's the corporate nature. They're the people in the back end who understood how empire works. Guess who has all the knowledge? 50 miles of documentation in the Vatican archive. Okay? 50 miles. You know, next time you're off the air, I'm off the air, you're off the air, and you're thinking to yourself, I wonder how long it would take for me to walk 50 miles nonstop. That's how much data and information they have. That's the pre-electronic global AI, folks. And if we don't go towards the truth is history of the world has been kept from us. We're operating on less than 1%. That's why there's GMO, there's poison air, poison food. There's no law. FBI agents are being trained that there are no borders anywhere. And there's problems all over the place. This, you know, and America's struggling. The UN is being given everything. We have to really awaken ourselves and learn. Thank you, Daniel, for the privilege of being on your show.
Jeffrey, it's an honor. God bless you and God keep you in what you do. Ladies and gentlemen, please do not be afraid. God did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And your inheritance, don't you think the universe, don't you think God, all of creation, it resonates to this beat. It resonates to liberty. It resonates to courage and conviction. And you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Of all the people in this country, in this world, if a Power Hour listener can't understand this, comprehend this, and let it guide, be a guiding principle of life, then who can? Then really, we have no hope. But I have hope. I believe in you. God bless you. God keep you. We have a fantastic show tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. Jeffrey, God bless you.
Thank you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.